Missouri Net News is presented by the Missouri Coalition for Roadway Safety. It just takes 3 seconds and one click to help prevent tragedy. Set the example for your child. Click it or ticket.
Missouri officials are closely monitoring deer in southern Missouri for chronic wasting disease after numerous cases were found in Arkansas. Elisa Nelson has more.
The Missouri Department of Conservation is increasing testing for CWD after the discovery this spring of 86 cases in northern Arkansas. Biologist Barbara Keller says deer in Arkansas have likely had CWD for a while, but no cases had been detected until this year.
We are going to continue to monitor those border counties with Arkansas. And so we'll be testing sick or road-killed deer that are located in those counties in an attempt to try and determine if CWD has spread into southern Missouri from Arkansas.
27 total cases of the disease have been confirmed in Missouri, but none have been in southern Missouri. CWD is said to pose no threat to humans, but is fatal to deer and is considered a threat to the deer hunting industry. Elisa Nelson, Missouri Net.
A proposal that would establish how voter photo ID would work in Missouri is in the hands of Governor Nixon. Mike Lear files this report.
The bill would set up the system for requiring voters to show a photo ID at the polls. Governor Nixon has not acted on the bill, but he doesn't support requiring a photo ID to vote.
Voter ID, everybody knows that I think you should make it easier for people to vote. And I just have a hard time with people thinking you're going to move a democracy forward by making it more difficult for people to vote, especially people who don't drive.
A separate measure asks voters whether Missouri's constitution should be changed to allow the photo ID requirement. Nixon must decide whether that will be voted on in August or November. Mike Lear, Missouri Net.
One bill awaiting Governor Nixon's action aims to keep information on farming operations collected by the government from being released to the public. Martinsburg Republican Jay Houghton says if such information was considered a public record, competitors could get their hands on it.
Right now, if you apply for a permit through DNR, immediately your information is sunshinable.
The bill had bipartisan support, but some, including Democrat Tracy McCreery, still favor the public having access to information regarding government programs.
I still think that public bodies should have to open the shades. The public should be able to look at what's going on.
The bill does allow limited sharing of farm data between government agencies and the release of data in the cases of a disease or pest outbreak. The once every 4 years convention for Missouri Republicans happens this weekend in Branson. Senator Blunt is expected to address the convention, and remaining delegates to the Republican National Convention are expected to be chosen. This is news on Missouri Net.